Auckland MPs are being urgently asked to make sure their communities understand the city's proposed budget and to help them get their thoughts to the council. The plan is open for submissions until March 28th. The city needs to find hundreds of millions of dollars to plug a gap, and as well as selling airport shares, slashing local board, arts and culture funding. Auckland's Mayor Wayne Brown is proposing things such as cancelling more than 1,000 buses every day while also increasing the fares. He also wants to close 32 Citizens Advice Bureau, certainly considering it anyway, and 10 Cody Kids Early Childhood Centres. Auckland Central Green MP Chloe Srawbrook has written an open letter to her parliamentary colleagues in Tamaki Makaurau, and she joins us now. Kia ora, good morning. Chloe, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, very good. You've written this letter. Are you wading into local government politics, which is not your patch?
I'd say that this is precisely my patch. It's the patch of 40 Auckland-based or electorate MPs in our parliament. And as we've heard from the mayor himself, part of this slash and burn is the intention to hand these costs back to central government. And that, again, is precisely the reason that we need to see Auckland or Tamaki Makaurau-based MPs not necessarily wading in themselves, but ensuring that communities are well aware of what's at stake here. This is the rainy day that we have been saving for.
Well, you're asking the MPs to get together, have a meeting, and then do what?
Well, I've suggested that on Wednesday next week during parliamentary sitting that Auckland MPs can possibly come together on the basis that I'm sure somewhere, even amongst all of our parliamentary and political differences, that we could find some common ground. I mean, for example, it seems next to insane that we have the proposal to cancel more than 1,000 buses a day whilst also increasing fares in the midst of what appears to be cross-parliamentary consensus that what we're facing or what we have faced is a climate change charged storm. So again, I think that this is precisely the area where Auckland-based MPs need to be ensuring that communities are aware of what's on the table. Because Corinne, with the extent of the impact, what we're looking at is easily the most significant local government budget in living memory. And I'd say that if MPs have been engaged like I have in talking to local reps, particularly at local board level, but also potentially to some of those council officers behind the scenes, it becomes deeply concerning.
I understand what you're saying, but
unprecedented internal process.
So you have this meeting, maybe there's some sort of a informal alliance of Auckland MPs, but what does that do in terms of the perception? It looks as though there's what MPs are trying to influence an Auckland council budget decision.
It looks as though there are Auckland-based MPs who spend a substantial amount of their time in their electorates working with Auckland Council, concerned about the proposals for slash and burn cuts in their communities across the board.
Well, will you, as a group of MPs, take a position on the budget, or are you just saying, I mean, you've obviously made your position clear, but as a group, will you take a position, or are you just saying to tell people to go out and make their submissions? I mean, what are you going to do?
First and foremost, I think it is critical that MPs are going out and ensuring that communities are aware that these proposals are presently on the table and encouraging submissions. I'd note that submissions close on Tuesday the 28th at midnight, so that is the day before this meeting is proposed. But once again, I do think that parliamentary scrutiny is due on, again, easily the most significant local government budget in living memory in terms of the scale of costs cutbacks here. What we're looking at is hugely detrimental impacts on communities across Tamaki Makaurau in the environmental space, in the climate space, in the transport space, in the education space, across the board, Corinne. Why should it not be the case that we are not seeing the leadership from Tamaki Makaurau?
Well, you wouldn't expect government, for example, central government per se, to a cabinet minister or something, to comment on the budget, would you?
I would expect, and I would hope, I've actually got an outstanding parliamentary written question with the Minister for Auckland based on whether he has potentially received any advice about the impacts on the government budget if it were the case that this Auckland Council budget to go through. Again, Corinne, I think it's really important that we come back to the basic principles here. Members of Parliament based in Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland, have a job to represent Aucklanders. Right now, what Aucklanders are facing is the most significant Auckland Council budget that we have seen in living memory. Cuts to services that will not be replaced if we lose them. It is critically important that we see the leadership from central government in absence of it currently coming from those at the top at Auckland Council.
Okay. Just while we've got you here, will you be attending the protest against Posy Parker on Saturday? Is it Saturday in Auckland?
You may be aware that it's happening in my electorate, and of course that I am a member of the Rainbow community. And Corin, the kinds of rhetoric that we're hearing are precisely the kinds of rhetoric that we heard 30 or 40 years ago against gays and lesbians, against people like myself. So absolutely, I will be standing in solidarity with trans and non-binary
It does sound like there's going to be quite a large protest there. Do you worry that this is giving her the oxygen that she maybe wants?
That always remains a concern when you've got somebody who is spreading hateful and harmful views, that they get an unequal platform handed to them by virtue of the likes of, for example, drawing attention to those views, even if it is to counter them. But once again, what we're seeing is that this is what the community needs and is asking for, is to be represented and shown that solidarity. And again, if you can only consider yourself being in the shoes of a kind of group of people who are being targeted by that hateful and harmful rhetoric, then once again, I think that I would like to see people standing in solidarity with myself. So with regard to the kind of process moving forward, I'm engaged with a number of different people in the community about what that would best look like. But my job is to show that solidarity.
Chloe Shrawbrook, thanks very much for your time. Green, Auckland Central Green MP.